and here to talk Indians baseball with us, Jim Ingram with the Chronicle-Telegram and a special contributor to Forbes as well. Jim, we appreciate the time. Thank you so much for joining us, and I want to cover a wide variety of different Indians topics over the next few minutes here. I want to get in to Terry Francona, though, to start things off, because we talk about all of the injuries that this team has sustained throughout the course of the year. Remarkably enough, you know, they're at 93 wins right now. They could have as many as 98 victories before the end of the season. You think this is his finest managerial job to date?
Yeah, I do, even though it may he's got a couple World Series rings on his resume. I think this is – I would – classify this as his best job as a manager, because just the number and volume of, not just the volume of injuries, but the injuries to virtually every key guy on the team that they've had to endure, and you know, despite all that, he's probably hasn't had his full team together healthy at one time, maybe the whole season. I think there's always been at least one guy missing from what they thought were going to be their 25-man roster. So, yeah, that's it's not easy to do when you're faced with, you know, as we all know, limited funds to build your roster. And then when they start getting hurt in seems like two a day for a while there this season, it's hard to keep the whole thing together. But he somehow managed to do that. And, you know, like you said, they're going to probably win more games this year than they won in 2016 when they went to the World Series.
What's going to be interesting, too, is to see how he handles the bullpen over the next 5 days. And I feel like we go back and forth with this group a lot. They go through stretches where they almost look untouchable. This is also a group that I think a lot of people had a lot of concerns with coming into the season. But through all of that, they have performed pretty well. They've left us with a few areas of concern in recent weeks. How concerned are you about the bullpen as a whole?
Probably not as concerned as I was near the end of August when they were limited to a 25-man roster. Right now you've got the unlimited roster, and you've got like, geez, I don't know what it is now, maybe 12, 13, 15 relievers down there. So anytime you run into a stretch where you're having trouble with one guy, you don't have to worry about tomorrow because you got plenty of guys for tomorrow, too. You can just keep bringing guys in till you find one that can do the job. But and it's been, overall, I think it's been a pretty good year by the bullpen, despite, you know, Brad Hand made the All-Star team. But there really hasn't been the marquee kind of bullpen like, for example, they had in 2016 with Allen, Miller, and Shaw. This has kind of been a mix-and-match group aside from Hand, and really he's not been much of a contributor at all for the last couple months, so it's been the other guys that have kind of held the fort there, and it hasn't always been pretty, and they've had a couple meltdowns along the way, but I think on balance it's been about as good a group as you could hope, and I think statistically they're still probably, I think they still are the number one bullpen in the league as far as ERA goes, so it's not big on star power, but it's pretty good in efficiency.
Boy, the Brad Hand dilemma, it's such a wild card because I don't really think anybody knows what to expect from him, especially over the next 5 days. But that's certainly opened the door and allowed for opportunities for some other guys. And that leaves a name out there for all of us to discuss, and James Karinchak. And, boy, you know, Jim, he has certainly stated a case over the last week and a half. He's going to make it really hard, I think, on Terry Francona and company to keep him off the postseason roster if the Indians are fortunate enough to make it that far.
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure that they're completely ready to put him into a postseason game with his control problems. I mean, clearly everyone sees the strikeout stats, which are tremendous, but boy, you start walking guys in the postseason and, you know, you've got a limited roster in those games, and you can't bring guys in there that you can't trust to throw strikes. And I think Karinchak's probably a year away from being a real impact guy in the bullpen, but right now it's very tempting to get a look at him, and I'm sure that Francona wouldn't mind having a game or two before the end of the season where he could bring him into kind of a low leverage situation where there's not a game riding on how he performs, just to get him a little bit more acclimated to the big league atmosphere. So he's really a guy that I don't think it's out of the question could be a closer for them as early as next year. But right now, I think I think they're walking a thin line there with him as far as how much they want to commit to him and how much they don't. And if I had to predict right now today whether he would be on the postseason roster if they make it or not, I would tend to think not.
And that would be really interesting if they made it to the postseason, too, because we could have this conversation all over again next week to talk about the decisions that they decided to make, because that's the area where I think there's just so much up in the air. Because if he does get in, who's he getting in over? You having to make right. those decisions based on guys like, I don't know, Dan Otero? I mean, you making those decisions based on the guys that might be left out of the rotation? That's the fascinating aspect of this bullpen. I mean, there are so many options right now for Terry Francona to use, but you'd like to think guys like Carlos Carrasco will be in. I mean, I don't know. I mean, Brad Hand, I would like to think he'll be part of the mix too, but he's such a wild card that with Brad Hand, I'm not quite sure Terry Francona even knows how he can use him moving forward.
To a certain degree, probably not. But he did have it was his last appearance, I think, where he came in and struck out the side, which was very encouraging to see. His slider seemed a little bit more under control, and he was getting guys to swing at that pitch. I think when it comes to if they do make the postseason, who he's going to put on that, who he's going to pick for the bullpen, I think he'll probably side with guys who have a track record of pitching in the postseason, which would leave Karinchak out, obviously. But the guys that have done it before and guys who are pitching well in the moment. I mean, it's going to matter a lot in these remaining five games this week, who comes in relief and how they pitch when they come in to the games in relief. And because I think he probably wants to fill the, if they make it to the postseason, I think he wants to fill the bullpen with as many hot hands as he can, and if one or two bad outings by certain guys, I mean, there's other guys that they've kind of probably no-brainers as far as being on the roster, but there's some guys who are still on the fence there, and so there's, even though they're trying to win every game, there's also some evaluating going on right to the last game of the regular season on Sunday regarding, who's going to make it to the postseason roster, assuming they get there.
Jim Ingram with the Chronicle Telegram and a special contributor to Forbes joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. While we're on that topic, heading into Sunday, five games left on the docket for the Indians in the regular season. Jim, how many games do you think they're going to need to win in their last five in order to get into the playoffs?
Oh, boy. I'd say a minimum of four. You'd like to see them win all five. I mean, Tampa Bay is just relentless. They keep, it seems like they're in extra inning games almost every game now, and they seem to win almost all of them. And, they got the Yankees tonight, and then I believe they finish with four in Toronto. So, you're probably going to have to win four or five, I would think, to get there, because I just got the sense that Tampa is feeling really good about their way they're playing, and they're going to be continuing to rack up the wins. Now Oakland lost last night, so they're backing up a little bit. So it's still not out of the question that Tampa and Cleveland could compete for the first wild card spot as well. So it's going to be an interesting last five games. I think one thing in the Indians' favor is it looks like, well, Washington has clinched a playoff wild card spot. Those three games there may not be as urgent for them, although I'm sure they'd rather have the home game for the wild card than be the visiting team. So there's still something for them to play for. But we'll see. I mean, you can't go into the last five games of the season and the situation they're in and lose more than one or two games and expect to have a chance.
Sure, you want to go into that playoff game with at least a little bit of momentum, although from what we keep hearing, it sounds like the Nationals aren't going to pitch Scherzer in the final game of the regular season on Sunday. They'd want to reserve him for that playoff game. That certainly benefits the Indians, but certainly a lot can go on before we get to that point. And while we're on that same topic, I think the Indians have set things up for now anyways to have Clevinger pitch again on this road trip and finish the regular season on Sunday. That could also change too, but let's say the Indians get to the wild card game. Who do you have more confidence in at this point? Would you be more confident if Clevinger was out there, or would you have more confidence in Shane Bieber at this point?
I'd be fine with either. I mean, they both pitched really well under pressure situations this year, and I don't think there's a bad choice between those two. Now, the other thing we haven't talked about is, and I think the more I think about it, is the more likely scenario of them all is there's a tie for that second wild card spot, and maybe there's another game between Tampa and Cleveland just to, after Sunday to determine who's going to be the team that plays Oakland in the wild card game. I wouldn't discount that possibility at all, in which case it would be really nice to be able to have, Bieber and Clevenger to pitch Sunday and Monday, which, in whatever order they choose. But so that I think that would be in the Indians' favor as well. But it wouldn't surprise me at all if there's a tie between two of these three teams come the end of play on Sunday.
Steve and I had this discussion in our last segment. I'd be interested to get your thoughts on this too. Let's say the Indians don't end up making it to the postseason. Could you still consider this season a success given all that they've gone through this season and the number of victories they're going to end up with far exceeding what most Vegas sportsbooks had them at, which was right around 90.5 at the end of spring training? If they don't make it to the postseason, can you still consider this season a success?
I would, yes. I mean, for the reasons we already talked about with all the number of injuries they've had to overcome. And people forget that that win total, you could start off a season, in the Indian situation, and you want to make it to the postseason. But part of that is you tell yourself, it'd be nice to win 90, 95, anything over 95, you figure you're in. I mean, they could win like 98 games this year and not make the playoffs, which is ludicrous, but it's a conceivable reality. So I think that given the number of games, they're probably going to end up having won, and giving the numerous obstacles they've had to overcome, whether they make it into the postseason or not at this point, I would classify it as a successful season. I mean, you just wonder what would have happened if they would have had just minimal injuries this year and everyone would have stayed relatively healthy and Jose Ramirez would have had, his normal year from start to finish. In other words, everything went right for them. That doesn't happen to a lot of teams, but usually the teams that win it all, just about everything does go right for them in that season, which is the Red Sox last year, for example. So it's been, I think, a season that may not end up with a postseason appearance, but I think would still be rightfully classified as a success, just given everything they've overcome.
And I think given that success, it would certainly set some lofty expectations for the Indians for next season, because they certainly have a ton coming back. Probably wouldn't expect to see Kipnis back. They would have to make some kind of decision on Corey Kluber as well. I think the expectation is that he would be back, but they wouldn't necessarily lose a ton off of the active roster as it stands right now. And I think that only makes the expectations even greater for next season, doesn't it?
Absolutely, and I think one of the things that did happen this year was the emergence of guys like Savali and Plesac and Pletko as dependable major league pitchers. So, you get Kluber back next year. You don't miss 2 months of Clevenger like happened this year, and all of a sudden you've got tremendous pitching depth to a team that and this is getting overlooked, I think, a little bit too. They're going to end up with, I think, the first or second lowest team ERA for the season in the American League, which is amazing when you think about they're going to miss about, I think I counted up, like about 40 game starts from either Clevenger, Carrasco, and Kluber, or not 40, like 90, 92, I think it was about. So they've still been able to lead the league or almost lead the league in ERA with 60% of the rotation not available for various chunks of the year.
Yeah, that's incredible. Just incredible what they've been able to overcome from a pitching perspective this season, missing so many stars in that starting rotation that they were really counting on throughout the course of the year. Jim, as always, we appreciate the time. Always enjoy talking Tribe with you. And hopefully next week we'll have you on again to talk about some postseason baseball with the Tribe heavily involved.
Yeah, that would be great. Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much, Jim.